There are two things to keep in mind when you have any kind of fear. First of all, some people with phobias think there's something wrong with them, that they're crazy or it's stupid to have the fear. Actually, if you have a phobic response to something, it means your brain can learn very quickly. Phobias are typically the result of a one-time learning experience.
For example, we heard about a woman who had a snake phobia. The snake had been thrown at her by some kids when she was a little girl. Somehow, outside of her consciousness, whenever she saw a snake or thought about one, she would imagine that dangerous and frightening snake flying at her through the air. That one experience had created a fear that had lasted for over 20 years. She never forgot to get scared when she saw a snake.
This was powerful evidence of her ability to learn, especially after experiencing something only one time.
The second important thing to remember is that the fear is a communication from your unconscious mind. Your unconscious mind is attempting to communicate to you that danger is present and that you need to be careful.
We want to now take a moment and have you explicitly go through each of the steps. You'll be able to change a fearful experience into a flat, detached memory. If you're driving a car or operating machinery that requires your attention, do not actively practice the technique. Set aside a time when you can give your full attention to the process.
Only use this method on situations, memories, or events where you want to eliminate strong negative feelings. Do not use this technique on pleasant experiences. You'll take the fun out of life.
Now let's do the technique. Take a minute and think of something that you're afraid of. It could be making a cold call, giving a speech in public, or it might even be a phobia, such as the fear of driving a car or flying in an airplane. Take a minute and think of what you're afraid of, just enough to get a little bit of the feeling. You want to be sure that you can get access to the part of you that creates the fear.
Now, in your mind's eye, imagine you're sitting in a movie theater. See yourself up on the screen in a still picture just before you had the fearful response for the first time.
If you can't think of the first time, think of any time that you did have the fear response in that particular situation.